Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight we welcome the new year with Bach's New Year Cantata, Handel's Water Music, and some Strauss waltzes. So stay tuned for this special program tonight and every Saturday night for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. One of the features of Intermountain Classics is to announce upcoming local concerts, plays, and other cultural attractions in the Redding, Shasta County, and North State region. Here are this week's offerings. The Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival brings three concerts to the North State in the coming month. On Wednesday, January 6th at 7 p.m., founder and director Ian Scarfe will present a concert featuring masterpieces for solo piano at Pilgrim Congregational Church in Reading. Featured music will include works by Bach, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, with the centerpiece of the program being Maurice Ravel's impressionistic suite Le Tombeau de Couperin. If you listened a few weeks ago, you would have heard a recording of that wonderful piano piece. Then, on January 13th, 15th, and 16th, Scarfe will join five other professional musicians from across the U.S. for a series of concerts focusing on the late works of Ludwig von Beethoven, and these will take place in both Trinity and Humboldt counties. These concerts are free of charge with a suggested donation. Stay tuned to Intermountain Classics for more information on these upcoming concerts. The Pacific Crest Chamber Players will perform in Reading at Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard in Reading, as part of their winter tour on Saturday, January 9th at 7:30 p.m. The program includes Beethoven's Immortal Archduke Piano Trio and Shostakovich's powerful piano quintet. For tickets or more information, please visit pacificcrestmusic.com. And also by the Pacific Crest Chamber Players, they will be presenting violinist Patrick Dalton Holmes and pianist Chiharu Sai in a musical celebration of the new year at Reading Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard in Reading, on Saturday, January 16th at 12 noon. This program will include the Vitali Chacon, Prokofiev Sonata No. 2, and Johann Brahms Sonata No. 1. For tickets or more information, please visit pacificcrestmusic.com. Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We begin our program tonight with a performance of the Concerto in D Major for trumpet, two oboes, strings, and continuo by Johann Friedrich Fasch. Johann Friedrich Fasch was a German violinist and composer of the Baroque era. His works include cantatas, concertos, symphonies, and chamber music. He was held in high regard by his contemporaries, and he is today considered an important link between the Baroque and the classical periods. Fasch's melodies tend to be jagged, heraldic, and extremely busy, more through merely repeating notes than through creating wide-ranging themes. Because Baroque trumpets were severely limited harmonically, this concerto is in the standard trumpet key of D major. We now hear the Jean-François Payard Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jean-François Payard, in the Concerto in D Major for trumpet, two oboes, strings, and continuo. Featured is Maurice André, trumpet, and Pierre Perlot and Jacques Jambon, oboe. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain, bringing you news, information, and entertainment for Redding and Shasta County. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Inspired more by the works of Corelli than Vivaldi, the Concerto in D Major for trumpet, two oboes, strings, and continuo by Foch tends to play the brass, woodwind, and string instruments against each other for sheer color, rather than to mark a movement structure. The Jean-François Paillard Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jean-François Paillard, with Maurice André trumpet, Pierre Perdot, and Jacques Jambon oboe, was featured in this recording. The Water Music is a collection of orchestral movements, often considered three suites, composed by George Frederick Handel. It premiered on 17th of July, 1717, after King George I had requested a concert on the River Thames. The concert was performed by 50 musicians playing on a barge near the Royal Barge, from which the king listened with close friends. The barges, headed for Chelsea, used the tides of the river. George I was said to have enjoyed the suite so much that he made the exhausted musicians play them three times over during the course of the outing. The Water Music opens with a French overture and includes minuets, bourrées, and hornpipes. Here now is Concentus Musicus Wien, conducted by Nicholas Harnoncourt, in a performance of George Frederick Handel's Water Music.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks so much for listening. We have just heard the Concentus Musicus Wien conducted by Nicholas Harnoncourt in a performance of George Frideric Handel's Water Music. This performance was done on period instruments. Those are instruments that existed at the time the piece was written. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program features the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, Beethoven, and a selection of New Year's waltzes by Johann Strauss the Younger.